Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I like to think I am.
Yes, you're what?
The best around?
Well, that's highly debatable.
I'm the best
something. From the look of these comments, you are not.
Oh, those comments are for both of us. They don't like either one of us.
I don't think they do.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Yikes. And we like to use the phrase, I like to use it, don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Is that because you're a big cliche guy?
No, you're the cliche guy. What? I just like that one.
Okay.
I think it's a good one because it applies to so many things that we do in this country. So apparently that's wrong, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay. You're supposed to strive for greatness at all times. Kellen Flukiger is the author of more than 20 books, including the bestseller called The Results Equation, From Dream to Done in 5 Simple Steps, because we are addicted to being average.
What?
That's what I'm hearing. We are addicted to being average and why that is bad for us. We should want to be better. Kellen is with us now on KMOX. How's it going, Kellen?
Hey, thanks. It's going really well. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. So how come it is not okay for me to just be meh?
Well, it is.
Oh,
so I'm going to do both.
All right, good.
Because here's the thing. We live in this place where we have become addicted to mediocrity and we think good enough is good enough. Now, any person is free to live there, but every person has within them the yearning. I wonder if, what if I could do this? And then they follow it with a list of excuses that start with yabbit, 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 yabbit. And so
I love
you
that
know,
one.
That whole, all the yeah, like old Bugs Bunny, wabbit, wabbit, right? Yeah. So yabbit, 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 all the reasons why we can't, and then we have become addicted to good enough instead of recognizing the truth of what we could do if we decide to.
What do you think is more common? What do you run into the most? Someone who is complacent with where they're at, or someone who has crippling perfectionism?
Crippling perfectionism, more common is, I think they're both a sign of fear. Crippling perfectionism is a fear that I won't be good enough. I've got to do the best I can. And even if I do, it won't be good enough. So I'll tinker with it forever. And that becomes my excuse to procrastinate. It's not quite right. It's not quite right. So the answer is do it. Do it and suck to start with. Then do it and get better and do it and get good at it. That's the way to grow. That's what you do when you go to the gym. You don't start with 200 pounds. You start with 50 in some lift. So the idea that it has to be perfect is a subtle form of fear and procrastination in my book. And complacency sometimes comes because maybe you've tried it sometimes and it fails. Mm-hmm. And so you get the idea of, oh, it's just not for me. And that's not true. It just means you haven't developed either the skill or the perseverance to get what you want yet.
Yeah, so that might be the difficult thing. The great challenge for people is once they failed once or twice, there's that feeling of being demoralized, and you just don't, you know, you don't feel like you want to try harder the next time. So how do you tell somebody who is having that emotion that they can get past that?
So have the emotion for a minute, but then recognize the truth that when you try something and it doesn't work, which is all failure is, it is an interesting data point, IDP. It is not a personal indictment. We have been taught by the idea of comparison and everybody looking at everybody else's social feed that somehow it's not okay to fail, and it's a personal indictment. It means that I'm somehow not good enough. That failure means something about me instead of, oh, that didn't work. What else can I do? And first thing is to realize it actually is just a marker. That didn't work, and that's all it means. And when we get out of the idea that it has some personal indictment, then you get, you know, you have the courage, or you can have the courage to do it again out of curiosity instead of out of fear or out of saying, ooh, I suck. I don't want to do that again.
You know, it's so interesting because I feel like, you know, maybe a couple generations ago, nobody talked about their feelings at all. We joke how there was definitely divide between mom and dad and the kids, and no one opened up, and grandpa didn't talk about his life or what he experienced. And then now we have what almost feels like at times an overly confessional society, and we're kind of finding our hardships and not just overcoming them, but kind of just parking in them. And, you know, like we swung the other direction. How do you find that balance of saying, listen, we need to acknowledge struggles, hardship, whatever you're dealing with, but also don't let that define you.
I love that question, and thanks for that. That goes to a thing that I call learned helplessness. Mm. So when we park in that place of, oh, well, that's all there is, and we park in it, and yeah, we have become overly confessional. Everybody's blathering about everything that ever happened to them. The only value those things have is if you choose to let them refine you instead of ruin you. Every person breathing air has small or enormous challenges that they go through. Young, old, doesn't matter. Betrayal, bankruptcy, personal problems, who cares? The question is, are you going to let it ruin you and park in the story of I am ruined, or are you going to go in and allow it to refine you? What can I learn here? What can I do better? And giving up on that question of refinement is where we get stuck in the mediocrity.
So the polling suggests, and Gallup has the number at under 50% of people who say they are very satisfied with their personal lives. But a lot of people say that they are, you know, somewhat satisfied with the vast majority say they are somewhat satisfied. If you were, is this the kind of thing where if you're that, if you're a person who's, yeah, I feel pretty good about where I am, is there any reason to try and make that better if you're already content?
Well, that depends, and it depends on what your heart's telling you. We have become addicted, again, to the idea that everything needs to come in an Amazon box or every problem needs to be solved in the length of a TV sitcom. We live in a download and double-click world, and if it's any harder than that, oh, it must not be the right thing. That's not true. No great accomplishment ever happened at any time without the, you know, the effort, the desire, the curiosity, the bravery, you know, in different mixes of those things. And we now have this, you know, highlight reel world of social media and everything else that makes it feel like if it's hard, it's somehow wrong. And so if a person says, okay, I'm going to be satisfied, keep a job I don't really like that much, but it pays the bills and work for the weekend. If you want to live in that, that's true. And when you get to the end of life, or where you even in the middle, sit quietly and reflect, this is not all there is. You have the ability, if you're willing to chase it, to create what I call the ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, it's interesting. I'm a distance runner, and I like to say that it's countercultural because we do worship ease, comfort, and instant gratification in our society right now. And I always say that distance running is difficult, uncomfortable, and all the results are delayed. And but running and working those muscles, being uncomfortable, doing something I don't want to do, leaning into discomfort, has made me stronger in other areas of my life. If I don't feel like doing something or if I'm not seeing progress, it's just knowing that you're playing the long game here. And I think it's important, especially with younger generations who have music and videos and whatever Amazon items they want at their fingertips, it's almost like we have to work harder to teach them those skills that push against the ease, comfort, and instant gratification.
You know, there's a talk that I saw the other day by a famous Simon Sinek, who gave a talk about AI. And, you know, I use it a lot in my business, in you know, marketing material and other stuff that I write. But he said one of the dangers of this whole thing is, yes, it's instant, it's beautiful, it's maybe even closer to perfect than we could ever do. And what we're losing is the fact of who we become when we do that work, which is exactly what you're talking about your running. Who you become as you push through the different barriers and the different phases of the distance running, that is the prize, not even the outcome. So it's less about having the perfect outcome than the question of, what are we missing? Who am I becoming as I choose to do these difficult things?
So, Kellen, I know that in your past you were you worked in radio. You did the same thing that we are doing here, or something similar. So, you getting out of that I don't know. Did you completely get out of the business, or just do it part-time?
Well, I have a podcast.
Okay,
Your Ultimate Life. Yeah, and I just recorded episode 991 this morning.
Okay.
And so I have never been in a radio station like you are.
Got it.
But all of that is an outcome of my life change. It happened in 2007. Before that, I had a 30-year career in corporate and everything else, and some stuff happened in my life that made me realize the very thing I'm teaching and helping people realize is I was settling for far less and certainly not doing stuff that filled my soul, and it's like, enough already. And so all the books that I've written, 20 books, I'm working on two more right now, and the podcast and everything else has come as a result of me making the choice to say, wait a minute, I'm going to do everything I can to create this purpose, prosperity, and joy I talk so much about.
Oh, so you're saying that what we're doing now, we're settling for mediocre. We should be doing a lot better than this job. That's what I'm hearing.
I didn't say that.
That's what I'm hearing, Kellen. That's what I hear.
Well, you can take it any way you want to, but that's not
right.
What I meant.
That's right, Kellen.
Oh, I'm going to go talk to a couple of mediocre schlubs. Right, we appreciate it. It's really good stuff, and I think it's super interesting. It's a great idea because a lot of people, I think most of us, it's very easy to fall into that, I'm okay, I don't need to do a whole lot better, and then just go from there. But you're giving us other ideas, and we certainly appreciate them. Kellen, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on the show today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.